Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, we're back at it. Ooh. Monday. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so our producer, Raymond, he's the audio producer of the show. Sits in any sounds that you hear, Raymond's put them together. So there's an issue at work. You can't just leave your truck up here all the time.
I know.
In the garage. Here's what happens. Raymond's girlfriend, they live together. She only has one spot at her condo. So he just leaves his truck up here all the time and then Ubers back and forth to work. Is that true?
Right. And well, I have to Uber because I have no vehicle in the mornings. And
well, because you know, you do have a vehicle, you just left it up here.
There's no parking downtown.
But that's not work's problem. And they're saying that you're leaving in the garage all the time.
And it leaks oil.
And it leaks oil. Yeah.
No, we actually got that fixed, so that's fine. But they also clean out the garage and they said they're having trouble getting around my truck because it just sits there for 3 days straight.
Basically, it's like if you just put them on blocks in the front yard. That's what Raymond's doing with his Uber mobile, because Ray also drives Uber, yet he has to take one to work every day.
Well, and I used to have a parking pass, but they randomly, apparently downtown parking is like everybody wants it, so they took that away from me. So I can't park downtown anymore. I have nowhere to put a 2,000-pound piece of machinery.
But that's a you problem?
Well, and I kind of think that work should pay for it. They should pay for it. Do it.
Work should pay for your...
to park downtown!
They have no interest in where you park. That's your life.
They have interest in me employed here.
What about your rent? Should they pay for that?
No, but the vehicle thing and transportation usually is a kind of considered by work.
No, it's not.
Some do.
Yeah, whenever you have to drive for work. Like if you have a delivery or you're doing sales...
Oh, yeah, like pharmaceutical rep.
Yes.
It just sucked, and I know other people feel my pain. Where do you put your vehicle? You have nowhere to store it.
You want a
solution?
That's
my situation.
Park it on the street right out front of work.
Raymond, that's a you issue.
With the construction, they actually clear those vehicles out on the weekends.
But you have to get it out of here. Or they're going to tow it.
Well, and I also take the front spot. So anytime people walk around, they have to go around my big old
truck.
They'll
tow it.
He's
left it up here for 3 weeks.
But they shouldn't tow it. Well,
if he does nothing, what do they do?
Don't tow it. That's rude to tow your own.
I'm
going to
be real mad if I come up and there's a boot on it.
Yeah. That's wrong. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This 19-year-old kid, Robert Mifune, he's now a millionaire. He was working at McDonald's 3 years ago. He was 16. So he's there. He's working part-time. And he also was working part-time at a finance firm just running errands. But he kept like going, hey, tell me how to do this. Hey, teach me this. Again, for free. He's sitting there, he's learning from the people that were working there. Hey, for free. So he started investing like $5, $12, learning. Now 3 years later, he just made his first $1 million.
Amazing. That's how to do it.
That's how to do it. You volunteer your time and you learn from people that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving now because I have some volunteering to do.
Yeah.
At that place. Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In college football, the playoffs were announced. Oklahoma's going to play Georgia, and Clemson's going to play Alabama. In other news, that Florida teen was found safe 1,000 miles away in New York. The soccer coach has been arrested. And finally, in weather news, the cold is coming around midweek. Lows are going to be in the 20s and 30s when you drive to work in most places.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I gave Amy a homework assignment, and she had a while to do it, but I said, hey, go watch the 30 for 30 on the wrestler, Ric Flair. Amy doesn't care about wrestling. But I always know things Amy will find interesting. And I don't think most of our audience cares about wrestling. But I thought this was so good. And so you watch 30 for 30 on ESPN about Ric Flair, the wrestler. Woo!
That, you're good. You're bad. Woo! I'm still bad.
You sound like an alarm. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was really good. Yeah. Even if you're not into wrestling, 30 for 30, they just do a really good job of making it. Or these people, they just really do have interesting lives. And regardless of whether or not you're into the sport, I'm just shocked. I never really knew about him. Growing up, I knew all about Hulk Hogan. So why didn't I know about Ric Flair? Because in his mind, he's the greatest wrestler of all time.
In many people's minds.
I'm sure, yeah. But why?
Different
why
organizations.
Oh.
The WWF was bigger and for kids and for people that weren't hardcore wrestling fans like you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't. He was different.
But even Hulk Hogan and that was like, Ric Flair's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Yeah, I know. I saw him. I thought it was really, really good. Sort of sad watching him reflect on some of the things, and you know the fact that he's alive is crazy. Like he lived quite the life, and though I don't want to give anything. I mean, you just need to watch it. But
you would recommend it.
I definitely would recommend it.
It's a 30 for 30, and it's about Ric Flair. Anybody else seen it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you guys will love it. All of you guys will love it.
I promise you will. Yeah,
she promises, guys.
I promise.
Okay then.
How many stars do you give it out of 37 stars? How many?
35?
35 out of 37.
Okay. That's a lot of stars.
Yeah, but at 37, though. Got it. Yeah, there it is.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
All right, time for your positivity. A little tell me something good. You ready? Here we go.
Tell me something good.
Bring on the positivity, Amy.
So there's a woman named Monica in Houston whose home was spared by Hurricane Harvey, and she has a little guilt associated with that. She's like, God, why is my house fine? But then all these other families don't have a home right now. And she decided to channel that into something positive and helping out families, some that even have children with special needs. You know, and they're like, man, we don't have our house. How's Santa Claus going to find us? Well, she's got people volunteering with her, and they are showing up and delivering presents to those families.
That's good. Lunchbox.
Leanne from Wisconsin has two kids that are in the military, and she would send them care packages. And they were like, man, not everybody gets care packages. So Leanne was like, I'm going to switch that up. She started collecting donations, and over 10 years, she sent 10,000 packages.
Wow. That's a lot.
You know those doorbell cameras, and they'll see people like delivering packages. They also see people steal packages.
Yes.
So a guy was like, oh, I got a notification. My package is there. Ghost, there's no package. Checks his doorbell camera. Some dude with like a hood on stole his package. So he takes it and he posts it on Facebook. And they really can't tell who the guy is, but the guy sees it.
Okay.
He takes the package back with a note when the guy's not there. And it's like, I'm sorry. It was a scumbag thing of me to do. Once I saw myself do it, I was so embarrassed.
Interesting twist. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stolen package was returned with a note. And
changed his mind.
The guy changed his mind.
That's
because
awesome.
He saw himself.
So, and he's like, whoa, I can't act like that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's why you should always be on Facebook. Yeah. Oh.
Let's go.
People do about $1,000 in debt during the holidays. Debt.
Wow.
Not just things they can afford, what they can afford plus debt. And Dave Ramsey would say, if you can't afford it, don't put it on a credit card.
Right.
But Dave Ramsey got a lot of money now.
It's easy for Dave to say stuff like that.
But he has a lot of money because he's...
Smart with his money.
Smart yeah, with his money. Right. And he's trying to teach everybody else how to be smart with their money.
By the way, we have to draw names, which we'll do now. We're doing our Christmas. It's a 90s... And it's next week we'll have our gift-giving competition.
Okay.
So all these names are in a hat, and you can draw a name. And this is the person that you'll be buying for. Okay?
This stresses me out.
The theme is Christmas. It's you have to buy someone a gift that has to do with the 90s. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be... Okay. So, Amy, go ahead. Draw your name.
Okay.
This is who you'll be buying for.
Come on, get Bobby.
Yes, please get Bobby.
Why?
She's the hardest to buy for.
You got Bobby?
No, Morgan number two.
Okay, Morgan number two, our web girl. You yelled, got it.
Yeah, why was the got it?
It confused us all.
Got a person.
They're all like, hope you get Bobby. He goes, got it.
It's
Morgan number two. All right.
I don't know why I did that.
Ray, I'm drawing in.
Woo!
It's a 90s theme.
Come on, get Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah! Good luck with that.
What is that, man?
Ray doesn't care.
It's the hardest person to shop for.
Ray's so hard to shop for.
No, but the theme is fun. It's 90s. It's not like...
It doesn't matter.
Still, Bobby's going to want the best thing from the
90s. I do want something awesome. I do want something awesome, yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah, here, let me see who I get.
I want more number one.
Let me see who I'm buying for.
Get Eddie.
I'm buying for... Mike D. Hey, Mike D, I'm buying for you in the gift-giving. Look at that.
Man.
How about that?
You're lucky, Mike D.
Yeah, there it is.
I never get that lucky.
Eddie's going to get a nice gift.
No, I got it Bobby last year.
You're going to get a 1990 car.
Give me a lunchbox.
Yes, I want a 1990 Corvette.
Yeah.
Hillary! Phone screener.
All right, lunchbox.
Good one.
Oh, come on, Morgan, number one.
We're drawing names here. It's a 90s Christmas here on the show.
Come on, Morgan, number one for 2 years in a row. Come on.
Oh no!
Why
last
do you want
year
her again?
So
it was so dramatic last year. You were mean on purpose.
You got her a big
she
rooster.
Was rude.
And
she
you,
was rude.
You got our rooster. You said you got our bad gift on purpose.
Yes, and she broke it.
Go ahead.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Who else? I'm gonna draw for people who don't have one. Mike D, you'll be buying for lunchbox.
Dang it!
Why you say that?
I mean, whatever.
Why?
Mike D's so creative. Like, you can get something really cool.
Why are you not like Mike D?
No, it's good. I mean, just...
What disappoints you about it?
It's because he doesn't... I know.
You know why.
I know why.
Because he didn't make a lot of money?
Exactly.
Budget-wise, he's not going to be able to hit me hard.
There
he's
you
not going to be able to hit it hard.
Nailed
That's
it.
All.
All right, Morgan number one, our producer in the glass room. Yeah, you have him yourself. Hold on. That's right.
That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. You have Eddie.
Sorry, Eddie.
Awesome. All right, Morgan. Gotcha. Think of something really nice.
Who has it?
Morgan number two.
There are two names. Morgan number two, you have Amy.
Yeah, and I got you. That's
and
fun.
And Hillary, you have Morgan number one, our new phone screener. Okay, everybody has their names.
All right.
Okay.
Go shopping.
90s.
Who feels like they got a good person buying for them?
Ray got a good person.
Ray, who's buying for Ray?
Lunchbox.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right.
Who feels like they got a raw deal?
Me.
Me too.
Wait, who'd you get, Bobby?
Ray's buying for me.
Yeah.
No, Ray will be good. Bae, his girlfriend will take care of
Ray
it.
Ray doesn't care.
Yeah, he'll just get whatever's on the
Ray
way.
Ray will go find a box of Hamburger Helper that's been in his pantry for since the
90s. Exactly.
Like, yo, Sway, got you this. And throw it and walk away. Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man had his iPhone stolen, reported it to police, so police were like, how can we get this thief? They hit FaceTime, and the thief answers the FaceTime.
Uh-oh, not good, not
And
good.
So they snapped his photo, and they posted it on the Facebook page and said, do you know this guy? He stole an iPhone, and He was turned in.
That's funny. You know, they were scrambling to make that screenshot, too. Like, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, that's funny.
On Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Someone tweeted me and said, hey, what's your favorite song of all time? And my favorite song of all time is Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It took me no time. That's just my favorite song of all time, right?
It's not warm when she's away.
I wasn't even alive when this song came out. But man, this is such a good song.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Do you love that song?
I like it, yeah.
You just like it?
I mean, it's awesome, but...
But you don't love it?
I guess not.
You don't have to love it.
Yeah.
And then I did honorable mention. It was like, that's my favorite. And these are like my favorites. Like... Stop This Train from John Mayer.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home.
It's about how life's moving too fast.
I can't take the speed.
Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If tomorrow never comes.
He'll be in tomorrow, by the way. If tomorrow will come, he'll be here. Hopefully.
I see what you did there.
I just listed five. These are my favorite songs. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Man. Just reminds me of my grandma playing this. Because this isn't even a super, super old Willie song. It's an 80s Willie song.
Yeah.
But still.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
I love this song.
When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
I love Willie Nelson.
Good. Me too. I think in my mind, because I know, Amy, you think George Strait is the best. I mean, I go Garth, and then I go Willie over George Strait.
Oh, wow.
I do.
Hey, Willie's the man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I agree. I love me some Willie, but.
Man, I know. And that's controversial. I know there'll be picketers for that. But so also I picked Everybody Hurts from R.E.M. My favorite song of all time. He's walking across the cars in the video on top of the hoods, the tops. And then from Nirvana Unplugged, Something in the Way.
Something in the Way. Ooh.
So those are my favorite songs of all time, and I started looking at the common thread there. Every single one of them is super sad.
Yeah, super sad.
I don't have a single up.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't, yeah.
But that's you, dude.
Yeah,
that's
speak
you,
your that, mind. What
that
were you gonna
doesn't
say?
Surprise me. That's what I was going to say, but then I was like, but I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Like you like that, but it's, I think it's good because it allows you to feel, what do you feel?
I'm going to tell you, here's the thing. When I hear this song, I think of my grandma and it makes me like emotional, like happy, sad at the same time. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. It's just like that just gives me chills. I do feel on that song. John Mayer, Stop This Train is like the first song that ever spoke to me in my real life. Because he's like, you know, just his lyrics, even though he's a few years older than me.
But do you listen to it? I know you hear it, but do you?
Absolutely. I listen to the song.
I know you listen to it, but do you, take what it's saying and actually.
Does. Yes, I do.
Yeah, he
but
does.
But sometimes you don't stop the train.
But
to
I know, but
enjoy
I,
don't,
I didn't say it's perfect.
Oh, I know you're not. I know.
I know you're not. Amy has started to say like 10 things and stopped during this segment.
Because it's like the same for all of us. Like, none of us are perfect. I'm just saying.
But yes,
like,
I do. I hear
it. Sometimes I want you to stop more, though. Like, you should.
I know. But imagine if I never heard that song.
You like stop and you're like, go, okay, go.
Dang, I'm just trying to play my favorite music. I'm getting hated on. Anyway, those are my favorite songs. Yeah, yeah.
It's
anyway.
Love. Like, If Tomorrow Never Comes, like, listen to that one because sometimes you don't want to allow yourself to let others know what's happening or how you feel.
Amy,
but
you know
what? If Tomorrow Never Comes.
I want you to know I care about you deeply.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I know that in case tomorrow never comes.
In case aliens come or something, right?
Or, I mean, insert any other thing that could happen.
Bobby Bones Show.
So Lunchbox mentors a kid. He doesn't like to talk about it because he's always like, I'm tough. I don't do nice things. But he does. Like, he mentors a kid. How old is the kid?
He is in second grade.
8?
Yeah.
So you can tell him what happened.
So I was at mentoring the other day, and I don't know if they're just learning about this whole 911 thing or whatever, but we're walking by, like, the, I guess it's the information desk where a receptionist usually sits during the day, and there's a telephone back there, and he runs back there and dials 911, and he called, and they answer, and he's like, I just called to say what up, and he hung up the phone.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, mentor?
What'd you do? Oh.
He probably told him to do it.
Exactly.
They both laughed and ran away.
I'm just like, do it again.
No, I'm just like, you did not really just call. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they call right back. I'm like, no, everything's good. But then they had to send a cop up there.
Well, yeah, you answered. Everything's good. It's okay.
An adult man answers.
Nope.
I know an 8-year-old just called, but that's all right.
I know I'm an adult man, unknown, with an 8-year-old. All good here.
I promise I'm not dangerous. I'm a good guy.
Trust me. That's no teeth, Keith.
All good. I had the best mentor, too. He taught me everything enough.
Good thing you answered that phone, Lunch.
We'll be at the park.
I mean, what is I supposed to do? And I mean, oh, man.
My stomach hurts. I'm laughing too hard. So he calls 911. They call back. You answered.
They say, is there a problem? I said, no. And I tried to explain the situation. I'm the mentor.
What was the situation? You okay?
I said, well, look, I mentored this after school program, and I'm the mentor. That's my mentee. And I guess they're learning about 911. And he just saw the phone and he called, and they're like, and I'm like, everything's good. And they're like, okay. And they send a cop up there anyway, just to make sure.
So when the cop arrives.
Oh, I didn't handle it after that. That's when the head of the program has to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I was like.
Did you mentor your kid anyway afterward about that and what happened?
Well, I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. And he's like, no, they tell you to call 911. And I was like, and so now he's suspended for a couple days.
Oh, no.
From what?
What?
From the after school program. Because you can't do that.
He Dang. Got suspended?
Absolutely.
Can you go rogue mentoring?
No, I can't go rogue because they pick up on the school bus and everything and bring it to the facility.
Amy brought up a great point that was totally laughed over because we're all laughing. Lunchbox was mentoring a kid that got suspended on his watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys.
You should have gotten suspended.
You can't blame me.
Dude, you're suspended.
I am not the one that picked up the phone and called 911. Oh,
you have to start putting that probably on your application to mentor.
Like, you're a permanent record. Your mentee got suspended from
mentor.
So,
tell us about your past experience.
Oh.
Well,
got a kid kicked out of mentee class.
That kid's like later in life, like it's up wherever. So what are you in for? Well,
it all started.
What happened?
He's like, well, it all started back when I was in second grade, and I had this mentor named Lunchbox.
Dang, dude!
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude!
Yeah.
Do you tell your kid about the gang you're in, Little White Criminals?
No, I haven't told him anything about that. I'm trying to teach him like respect and how to respect others. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay.
You're trying to teach him that. And you got to do like in the second semester, we'll do SMART goals where they come up with a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable, and traceable.
Specific, measurable, attainable. Oh, you forgot the R. What's R? You didn't do R.
reachable.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think I said reachable.
Okay.
Well, no, because that's attainable. I don't remember. Okay. But
you don't remember the rules?
No, it's something like that.
If you forget, just call 911. They got all the answers. That's funny, man.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
We'll give you the update coming up in about 45 minutes about where Amy is today as far as her getting her kids. But this congresswoman calls Amy to congratulate her, which I guess is something whenever you adopt internationally, they call you and go, hey, congratulations. And so.
Well, her office has been instrumental in helping me get to where we are. And she calls. So I've been working with this one girl that works at her office named Emily. We talk like every day for 2 months. She's awesome. We're like, yo, hey, what up? So I see the number calling on my phone and I think it's Emily. And I'm like, yo, because it's like exciting time. And then she says, Amy, this is Congresswoman Holder. And I was like, oh, hello, how do you do?
She goes into a British accent as well.
Oh, hello.
Good evening, Congresswoman.
Yo.
Oh, once we have a guy named Pitts that does audio for the show in a back room. And so that's his last name, Pitts. And so Amy emails Pitts and goes, yo, let me get this clip. Yo. Except she sends it to Bob Pittman, who's our CEO, who lives in New York.
Yes.
Who is like the biggest guy in all.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, yo, yo.
I'm sure I ended it with like, thanks, homie, peace out or something. I have no idea. But our CEO replied.
And so
like,
funny.
I mean, the fact he gets so many emails, the fact that he even took the time to reply, but he was like, dearest Amy, I think you meant this email for someone else. Carry on. I was like, oh my gosh.
My favorite part of the whole thing is that Amy talks to people that are, yo, 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 yo.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, so there's a story. You see the athletic director save the kid's life?
Yeah, in the basketball game, I believe it was South Carolina State. He was on the bench and he collapsed, stopped breathing, and the AD resuscitated him, brought him back to life.
Like the athletic director went down in the middle of the game and gave him CPR, waited for paramedics. His name is Tyler Long. And so I saw it on ESPN and I looked it up. And now the kid is recovering. The person's recovering.
Wow.
I mean, that athletic director just got some job security, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you get a new contract. How about that? Never going to get a time where I will give you a question I don't think you're going to get. And you probably won't, but if you do, there is a prize. The average American has at least three of these they use regularly. The average American has at least three of these they use regularly. I don't think you're going to get it. You know, I'm thinking of giving away his prizes. They sent us a bunch of shirts where Eddie and I opened for Toby Keith once, like a year ago, right?
Yeah, but a couple years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
The Raging Idiots opened for Toby Keith. It was right outside of D.C. And so it was a huge show, like 20,000 people, and they had a bunch of shirts left over from that one show, and so they sent them all back to us. So we may give those away as prizes. We'll sign them.
No, it's cool because the T-shirt has like the Raging Idiots on tour with Toby Keith, and it only has one day.
One day. Limited edition.
I love it.
It's sort of retro, too.
For sure, retro.
Throwing it back a couple years.
You want to take it, Amy? You want to try to spoil it?
Man.
The average American has at least three of these they use regularly. Go ahead.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Ooh. No, that is not it. We will come back. All right, never going to get it. The average American has at least three of these they use regularly. Lunchbox.
Toilets. You got one at work, two at the house.
Okay.
That's good logic.
Eddie?
I got it. It's a toothbrush.
No.
Oh, wow. Three toothbrushes.
Where are you going, homie?
A little traveling here and there.
Amy, you have another one?
On jackets?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Donna, hello?
Hello.
What do you think it is?
I think phones.
What?
Phone. Damn, what do you get, burners, terrorists, or what?
You have your cell phone, your work phone, your home phone.
Oh. Thought she's like using it, throwing it away, throwing the SIM card out.
They'll never
track me now. No, that's not it. The answer is, skillets, you say?
Yeah, like cooking.
No. Allison in Ohio. Hi, Allison. What do you think it is?
I think it's a coffee mug.
No, it's not. It's a good guess, but no, it's not. It's email addresses. So,
Wow, yeah.
Oh, that's legit.
The average American has three email addresses.
Yeah, work, personal, shopping.
You have a shopping email address that you send all your stuff to? I mean, no, that's a thing.
Yeah, well, you have to, because a lot of times if you shop online, you have to type in your address, and I don't want it coming to my regular email, so yeah.
Amy started laughing, like, haha, this is just a funny thing I'm going to throw out there. And then I was like, really? Like, okay, yeah, okay. There's truth in my joke.
Smart.
It is, actually. I just didn't want it to seem like I shop excessively that I had to create an email address.
In case somebody's listening.
But you do. You joke about what you're serious
but
about.
Even if it's like Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, something like that, you can get coupons and stuff if you sign up. So all your coupons get sent to your shopping email. So you're saving money at the same time.
All right, whatever it takes. I was reading a story about Beyonce. And Beyonce changes her email every week, her main email.
Yes.
Did you know that?
How crazy is that? Yeah, Ed Sheeran was talking about how they wrote a song together, Perfect or whatever. And that
A song together. I don't know if she wrote it, but yeah.
Well, whatever. They worked on a song together. And he said it was so difficult communicating with her because every single week she would have a new email. He'd like email the old one and be like, whoops, never mind. What's the new one?
What I want to do. Okay, so Beyonce changes her email every week. Finish the line. I always change blank. What are you changing the most? If she changes her email all the time, which is uncharacteristic of someone, because that's a pain in the butt. You always change what more than a normal person would. Amy, what are you changing?
Oh, I just thought the first thing that came to my head. I just think you change underwear.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
But I mean, everybody changes their underwear every day. Yeah. Except maybe Lunchbox.
Lunchbox does it?
Maybe he doesn't.
Why is that the first thing that came to my head? I don't
well,
know.
Well, it's because it fills the blank. Like, if it was Price is Right, they're probably number one.
Yes.
Things that change most. Underwear!
That's the number one answer.
I would say I change my bed sheets every day.
See, that's excessive.
That's ridiculous.
My dog sleeps in my bed. And that's why.
I get that.
And I keep them on rotator. I have three sets that constantly rotate. And now that I've found this laundry service that will do a whole bag of stuff, it's amazing. They just pick it up. I'm sending more stuff out today.
And it made its way back to you?
Oh, last week. Came back to me within 24 hours.
Pretty amazing.
It's amazing. Wow. It's not like the cleaners. They come by your house and they took a whole bag. It cost like $38. And all the stuff came back, clean and folded.
Dang.
You change what? Amy, do you have any answer?
I just said mine.
Your underwear. Okay, Lunchbox.
Man, I don't change a lot of things in my life, but the one thing I do change a lot is socks. I wear about 3 pairs of socks a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, it's feet sweat.
Yeah, my feet sweat, and I don't like my shoes to stink. So, like, if I take my socks off when I get home from work and I'm going somewhere later, new pair of socks.
That's weird, because everything stinks on you.
Yeah, I know, but it's just one thing I don't like is my feet to sweat, and they do sweat, so I change socks 3 times a day.
What's the one thing you don't change?
Oh, my underwear, my
bed. No, not you. I meant generally. But go ahead. You can take it. I was just going to go ahead.
Oh, my bed sheets?
Yeah.
Ever? I mean, once a month, 2 months. My towel, I've used the same towel for the last 2.5 weeks.
That's disgusting.
No, no.
And then you wonder why we're so shocked about your shoes.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, you're being rude to Lunchbox about his shoes. No, no, no. What we're doing is taking the whole puzzle and assuming this piece fits as well.
Yeah. Like, every time you use it, you just smell it. If it doesn't smell bad, you just use it again.
So the same towel.
Same towel for the last 2.5 weeks.
Ugh.
Easily.
And your wife's okay with that?
She doesn't use the same towel. She has her own towel.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, she has to be next to you.
Ugh. Yeah, that's right.
Or if one day she accidentally grabbed his towel.
No, we have different hooks. Like, mine's behind the bathroom door. Hers is on, the towel rack.
Amy, what's the one thing you don't change?
That I'm going to be early.
Oh, you're just going to stay being late your whole life?
No, on time. On time.
No, you're not on. You're not on time person.
I am.
You're not.
No, we're on. No,
you can't decide what you are by just saying it.
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to change to be early.
Okay. I haven't changed my headphones in 20 years.
That's true.
Ew.
I'm looking at them right now.
These are the very first headphones I ever had in my life. Like, to work radio. And I've just surgically repaired them since forever. And then we've constantly just fixed them. And then also my cell phone number. I haven't changed it.
Oh, wow.
That's true. I mean, I've had the same number since I've been 21.
That's cool.
Crazy.
It's like pseudo Beyonce.
Yeah, dude, that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, you're like the opposite.
The opposite of Beyonce. So what we did learn is Amy always changes her underwear.
Thank goodness.
And Amy refuses to be on time.
No, I'll be on time.
She's never going to change. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
To be fair and balanced, not fake news, it was the athletic trainer at South Carolina State, not the athletic director, who saved the kid's life. Who with CPR. And so shout out to the athletic trainer. Just trying not to be fake
news. Thank you for clarifying.
I'm going to have to suspend myself for reporting not the facts. Do you check your phone throughout the night?
No, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb now a days.
What's wrong with you? How you do that?
It's so much better for me because then I'm not disrupted if someone sends a text message. Or, you know, and then my phone's like...
But what if you get needed that disturbing?
Well, that's going to be a problem. I've thought about that, especially if like early morning work stuff comes up and y'all need us here. No, I don't sleep in. My alarm still goes off. But what if like we need to be at work early for some reason? I'll miss that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your whole... Yeah. Gotcha. Researchers found that after going to sleep, people wake up at least twice between midnight and 5 a.m. to check their phone.
Just randomly or their phone wakes them up?
No, they wake up.
Wow. That's not me. Nope.
Researchers have found that I do it about 20 times. And you know who researched that? Me. My dog stepped in my face last night when I was sleeping. Woke me up.
Ouch.
Yeah, if you look at my Insta story, at like 11:30, he had to go to the bathroom. It's just dramatic. So I take him to the bathroom, then he stepped in my face. And I felt like he stepped in my lip. And that's hard to go back to sleep to after your dog steps on your face.
At least he let you know.
What, they had to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, some days, because the bathroom's kind of tile, I just kind of wish he'd go and then get back in the bed and I'd find it the next day. You know what I mean?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany. Their son, Memphis, was born on Friday. 9 pounds, 5 ounces. Jason said he was super blessed to see his little man come into the world in a year that has been a roller coaster ride. this is what it's all about.
Big old baby, though, huh?
Yeah, 9 pounds, 5 ounces. Yeah,
that's a big baby, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, anything over 9, you don't see anymore.
Yeah. I wasn't. Were you guys? Anybody in here a big baby?
No.
No.
I don't know what I was.
Junior was like 8'1 or something, and he was considered big.
Yeah. Well, Aladdin's a big old boy.
Yeah, he is.
Amy, what else?
Kelsey Ballerini officially got married to Morgan Evans. They exchanged vows on Saturday in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And it looks like they may be honeymooning there as well. I saw a picture she posted of them on the beach. But if you want to check out pictures, you can go to BobbyBones.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Boy, that guy hit the jackpot, huh?
Morgan?
I mean, let's just call it like we see it.
Hey,
for
he did the
sure.
right thing by putting a ring on it.
Real quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
real quick.
Well, they dated for 9 months.
Okay, cool. I'm just saying. Lock it up.
Yeah,
lock
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, yeah.
There
Seal
you go.
Seal the deal.
Yeah. Do you know who else got a good deal going? Is that Wells Adams.
Oh, dude.
Well, yeah, who's that girl?
She's from Home Improvement. No,
Modern Family.
Whatever.
Jill?
It's another show that I used to watch.
Born. She probably wasn't even around.
Whatever. I knew it was a show I used to watch.
Dating Heidi. Yeah.
All those kids on Modern Family are like adults now. That show's weird.
Yeah.
But I like Wells. And so the thing I feel bad for about Wells, and it's I shouldn't feel bad for him.
Yeah, why?
He's just known as the guy from The Bachelorette. He's good on the radio. But they're like former Bachelorette contestant Wells Adams. But he's dating Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. Like, that's a good get from someone who did The Bachelorette. But it just stinks because then you're always the person from The Bachelorette. That's why I didn't do The Bachelorette. One, I'm not as good looking as he is. And I knew I wouldn't have made it very far. But they offered me a spot. And I was like, eh, I don't want to be cut first. It reminds me of not getting picked.
Well, if you're cut first, then you won't be remembered as the person from The Bachelorette.
Except by all you guys.
Exactly. And you'd be known as the guy that got cut first.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be like, remember that time?
I'd be like, no, stop talking about it. But so he's got a good thing going. Like,
yeah,
she's a multimillionaire.
Like, how did he do that?
He's a good-looking guy.
But he parlayed, like, usually the Bachelor people, they keep it in-house and they date each other. He went outside the realm and got a real celebrity.
So I know Wells a bit. And he's just been in California, like, he's a nice guy, good-looking guy. When you meet people, when you go out and hang out with people.
Yeah, he's like a model.
No, he's too, like, normal and baby-faced to be a model.
Okay, pull the girls in the room. Is he like a model?
No, I know models. He's too. Yeah. He's not built like models.
He's a model.
He's hipster beanie model.
That he is. He is a hipster, for sure.
Yes. But he's not a model. The other guy who kind of has, because Wells has talent. He's good on the radio. They never go radio person, Wells Adams. They always go former Bachelorette star. The other guy who's pretty good is that Jordan Rogers.
Jordan Rogers.
I watch him on the SEC Network, and he'll do football. And at first I was like, then I met him a few times. Like, okay, he's not such a terrible dude.
Oh.
Because I automatically resent these guys. Because I'm like, they're so good looking. Everything's been handed to them. But he's pretty good on TV, too. So there have been a few of those guys. But yeah, I mean, but how long does that last? If you're Wells Adams and you're making like...
Oh, he's got to.
You're making like 55 grand a year. And she's making like...
a million an episode.
And she's making a million an episode. Like, how long can that really
last? Do you think they have that talk, though?
Not yet. But it's like, do the Morgan Evans and put a ring on it now.
The Morgan
Lock it down.
Yes.
Like padlock. Boom. Throw away the key.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yes.
What's the age difference between them?
Only a couple years.
Oh, that's
She's like 26.
Yeah, but he's like 35.
Oh, is he?
Oh, that's more than a couple years.
Well,
and I just see her
Wells
as like a
maybe
child
30.
Still.
Wells is like my age or a year younger.
I didn't know that.
Like, I know she's not, but sometimes when they play younger on TV, it gets really blurry.
It does. And then, like, Morgan Evans, the dude who's mostly married to Kelsey, is older, too. He's like a couple years younger than I am, I think.
Oh, so he's...
I think he's in his 30s,
He's that
at
much
least.
Older than Kelsey?
He's 32, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, he looks younger.
Well, and she's also... How's Kelsey, 16?
No, yeah. She's like 22.
She just turned 17.
Yeah, Wells is 33 and she's 26.
Oh,
that's not
bad.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But she does play like a 17-year-old on TV.
How? Yeah.
In the reruns.
That's a little weird. That's
listen,
weird.
I love her on Home Improvement. I love her.
She's so good.
Yeah. Going over to Amy for the corny.
The morning corny.
How much does it cost to buy Santa's reindeer?
How much does it cost to buy Santa's reindeer?
Nothing. They're on the house.
That was the Morning Corny.
That might be the funniest one you've ever told. That might be the funniest one ever. Yeah, give it up.
Oh my gosh,
give it up,
yay.
Right? Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Like, I got a good, healthy laugh out of that.
From the gut.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow, right at this time, like, look where you are. Take your surroundings in. Because tomorrow at this time, Garth will be in studio. Garth Brooks tomorrow.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
So holiday bonuses aren't really a thing anymore. TV makes us think they are. Like, movies. But they're not. They're like, no businesses really give away bonuses. Like, that's a thing from, like, the 60s. But we keep seeing it, and they keep, and we've never had one.
No.
We work for a big company. You know, bonuses. Has anyone ever worked for a company where holiday bonus time came around and they gave you, like, this big scoop of money?
No, my last company I worked for gave me, like, $150.
That's what they say. It's, like, $100 or a gift card or a lunch or something. There's not, like, thousands of dollars.
Like in that movie with Chevy Chase, like the...
Yeah, that sounds dated.
That's not real.
When I was in sales before I came to work for the show, we got a Christmas bonus. I don't remember how much it was, but...
Was it like a sales bonus or a Christmas bonus?
It was a Christmas bonus. I remember looking forward to it.
In the study, they said 93% of people said no holiday bonus. So,
A
professor at the University of Georgia is letting students choose their own grade.
What?
He's like, he just hopes it keeps them calm and happy. Is that what we're... stooping down to
keeping
kids calm and happy.
Best class ever.
I'd give myself an A.
No, everyone will. Like, even if you didn't deserve one, you would give yourself one.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Richard Watson, who teaches two business classes, he's put together a policy called stress reduction policy, that allows kids to choose their own grades in hopes of soothing those who feel stressed out by the grade they actually earned. What is happening here?
Yeah, I don't understand.
If a student doesn't like his or her grade, all they have to do is send an email, and Dr. Watson will change the grade. No questions asked.
What? There has to be something to this.
Dr. Well, he also has policies, too. One, all tests are open book and open note, and when students are given presentations in front of the class, he only allows positive feedback.
Is there some, like, reverse psychology happening here?
Someone needs to slap this dude.
Or he's, like...
That's not real life.
Genius.
No, that's not real life. You don't walk into a real life work, and they're like, you know what? You did a bad job, you get a raise. Hey, pick your salary, buddy.
Okay.
That's not real life.
Oh.
And isn't that why you further your education?
Yeah. I don't know.
I still give myself an A. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Yeah,
Bobby Mr. Bobby Bones.
What's the deal with your kids?
They're going to get their medical appointments done today, which is just a step in the process of them coming to America. Like, you have to go do this part for your visa.
Do you feel like next week they could be here?
Oh my gosh, let me look at a calendar. Is it next? Yeah. It's so weird. Yes. And I just emailed the embassy and was like, yo, can I get like a timeline situation update? So I'm waiting to hear back. They've received my email. Every time you email them, they reply back. We have received your email. We'll get back to you shortly. So I think they've replied and then it's generic.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's been 5 years and it could all come to a head next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my husband and I, we've been trying to be parents for so many years. It's crazy. And then, yeah, now we might have two kids in our home that we have to care for and feed. And
yeah, that's what you do.
Stuff like that. Yeah. It's real.
I know.
Yeah. It's like before someone is about to give birth and they're like, oh my gosh, freaking out. Like, we're about to have a baby in our house. So very similar.
Except two, and they're not babies. And they're older.
Even better. They're potty trained and they can walk. And take care of themselves pretty much, sort of.
Is it better? It's just different because...
I don't know if it's better. It's different. There's no better or worse, but just for us, it's different. It's a whole... it's so much. It consumes me when I'm walking through my house. Like, I see things, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, or I'm making dinner, and I'm like, okay, I'm to make dinner for them. Like, figuring out exactly what they like and make sure that they want to eat it, and then we're going to sit around the table. And they're going to have to sit still, and they can't just, like, throw food over their shoulder.
That's cute.
Like,
you think that. You think that this is going to happen like
sit
that.
Sit still.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Cute, I know they're not, probably. And at the orphanage, when they don't like food, they just kind of, like, throw it on the ground, and that's not going to fly at the house.
I just think next week seems a little quick.
Yeah. I know.
It
now
just
that
seems,
it's now
I know,
hearing
it
the
seems
word next
a little quick.
Like, last week saying the week after next seemed, like, doable. But now that we're in this week and we're saying next week, that seems crazy town.
Yeah. Okay.
But possible. Why are you doubting?
Amy,
I see reservations.
I've been delayed for 5 years over and over and over again, so it's not strange, you know? I hope it's next week.
I don't know how I feel about this. I laugh, but there's this girl. She's a college student. She doesn't have any money, right? And she didn't have any Twitter followers. But she gets on and she goes, okay, she's 19. She says, hey, for St. Jude, if you retweet this, 50 cents. And for every time you like it, 25 cents. Well, it went viral. And now she owes $200,000.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
So she had less than 2,000 followers. And she thought maybe it'd be a couple hundred bucks. But somebody saw it. It kept getting retweeted. And so now she doesn't really owe it. Like, they're not going to call her. But because of this, she owes more than $200,000.
Well, maybe it's a cool opportunity for some sort of thing to get set up to where people donate to it. Yeah. And then they actually get the $200,000. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. You know what tweet I tweeted that just kept getting retweeted and I didn't expect it was that someone had this thing that was like, name a, you know, a badder person than Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Your response was good.
I just wrote it. The actual word is basically it was like, name a badder woman than Taylor Swift. And I was like, well, my grandma. I was like, because she adopted me. She raised 4 grandkids by herself with a Social Security check. She made sure we got to school and church. She waited in line for hours for government cheese and rice so we could eat. I nominate my grandma. That thing kept getting retweeted.
Got her.
That's awesome.
No, there's no got
but
her.
It's funny because like Taylor Swift now, like, well, that, yeah. You got, I mean, your grandma's way better than Taylor Swift.
No, she's
now.
Not. I was just.
Well, Taylor didn't make that.
Yeah.
But dang, man, your grandma, like, that's
oh, my grandma was.
That's a bad A woman right there.
Yeah, she was awesome, man. I have her name tattooed on my arm. And my grandma. So I have Taylor and my grandma.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's weird is the Catherine McPhee. Remember her from American Idol?
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
And then she's on a show called Scorpion now. She's 33 and she's dating a 68-year-old.
She's always been an older.
She must have a daddy thing, huh?
I don't know.
What?
Or, yeah.
66?
David 68. Foster. Yeah, I believe he's a record producer. And he's 68 and she's 33.
What is?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's the Morgan Evans ending it, right?
No.
Put a ring on it right there, baby.
Look at this dude.
Yeah. No, he's an old man.
Guy.
Yeah.
No, that, what?
That's like a grandpa.
That's a guy, that's Gigi Hadid's dad. You know, he was on Real Housewives of Orange County because he was married to her mom.
No idea.
Wait, what? They're
you're
together?
A different language right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we don't know what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Y'all know who she is, Gigi.
I know who.
I've heard her name.
Catherine McPhee is. That's crazy, though. Huh? Look at that dude.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. On Real Housewives, they would have these parties at their house, and he plays piano, and like everyone would gather around, and basically you would be invited over for dinner, and you just have to sit there and watch him play piano. It was sort of awkward.
Well, he's a record producer.
I mean, it was cool, but at the same time, he's like, okay, thank you for coming, everybody. Now watch me play and clap for me.
I mean, he's almost 70 years old.
Oh, my God.
But imagine you get married. In 10 years, he's 80.
Yeah. I did not know that that's who that was. That's crazy. His name's David Foster.
Shout out David Foster.
Yeah,
there it is.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I finished Stranger Things over the weekend.
How was that?
Pretty good. I give it a solid B minus. I think it just, the hype machine got me. It ate me up. Because I thought season one was new and different. And so once it got to season two and everybody's like, oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's pretty good. They just renewed for season 3. So I saw that come out in the news. Anybody else finish it yet?
No, I'm not done yet.
Nope, not done.
What's wrong with you guys?
I think I'm on episode 1, 5 minutes in.
So is a solid B minus, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that enough for you to go to 3?
Yeah, if nothing else was on.
That's terrible.
I was rewarding myself this weekend because I wrote a lot this weekend, this new book. And so when I finish a lot, I watch an episode of something.
Oh.
So I finished watching Stranger Things. That and I watched a movie called The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the hype machine got me, too. Like, my friends were like...
I fell asleep.
I asked Mike D. I know. I asked Mike D. I was like, well, I like it because it's a stand-up comic in it. And
yeah.
So I understood a lot of that. And Mike D. was like, yeah, you like it. And I watched it, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's a little indie.
Okay.
But yeah. It's okay.
I know. One of my friends said it was, like, the best movie she's seen all year.
Really?
And I fell asleep.
So I rewarded myself by watching that. And then I watched one other thing.
What?
Was Too Funny to Fail. It's a documentary on the Dana Carvey TV show from the 90s. And that, it was really good. There was no hype monster. And so, but I enjoyed it. But I watched Hulu. I had to borrow someone's code to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Netflix, and then I watched Amazon, which I have a Prime account. You can watch all that stuff for free. Who knew?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Amazon is the best.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
While it's playing, you can just take your arrow and put it on the screen. It tells you everybody who's in the scene. It tells you what music's playing. It's amazing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's far better than Netflix. It just doesn't have the shows yet that Netflix has.
And then you can order whatever you want from the show and it delivers to your house.
I don't know if that's true, but that should be a thing. Yeah. Oh, if you could click on like a shirt. Oh, no. Chris Pratt had to put a message out saying, hey, I'm not dirty direct messaging you. Like some fake Chris Pratt is, but it's not me. Because whoever it was having people send back dirty pictures.
Oh, on the DM?
Yeah, on a DM. And this happens all the time with country artists, with artists in general, fake accounts, even with me. And you know they're scraping the bottom if they're creating a fake Bobby Bones account. So unless there's a blue check mark, just don't believe it if it's somebody who has any sort of fame at all. Like, look at the page. If there's not a blue check mark, don't. Now, if I send you something and I'm like, send me a dirty... No, then send it to me because I have a blue check mark. You know what I mean? You know what's funny on Instagram? I was just flipping around and... Funny to see some of these like models who will post a picture and they're all, you know, ripped up and looking great, and they're like, you know what, you just be proud of your body however you like to look even if you have imperfections, that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's like them in their underwear and they're completely, there are no imperfections.
Easy
like,
for them to say.
Stop it.
Come on.
Imperfections.
Yeah, there's this girl I follow. I mean, yeah, her body is amazing, but she eats right. Oh, yeah. She works hard.
Who's that?
No. Lunchbox probably already follows her.
She's married.
Okay.
But she does. She did one of those the other day. She's like, and I get it. I'm sure she does. She looks in the mirror and she sees flaws, but it's this whole post. Like, it was this the perfect picture ever. And she's like, when I look in the mirror, I see flaws. I'm like, yeah, right. What flaws? But I felt horrible for doing that. Because I was like, okay, I need to stop. Like, her post is actually really good and encouraging, but maybe post a picture that's not so perfect.
I know, like on the toilet.
Nowhere
more vulnerable than on the toilet. You know, I like the picture Miley Cyrus posted last week where she had a baby belly.
Like everybody a thought
she,
baby?
Yeah. Everybody thought she was, whatever you call
pregnant?
It. Yeah. A food belly. That's so gross to me.
They call it a food baby. That's when, like, you eat too much. And
I know
like,
what it means, but you have to deliver it. That's gross.
What?
I didn't think about
your
that.
Body just metabolizes it. Okay.
Whatever, no, that's not how a baby comes out. You don't metabolize your baby.
Okay, what did she do? I don't know what she did.
She just was like, look at my food baby.
Yeah.
And it was like.
So she was owning it.
Absolutely, on Instagram, in the land of the greatest hits. I find that even my greatest hits aren't that great. Like yesterday, I posted a picture of my day where most people be like Marin, for example, was in Hawaii. I follow Marin. I was like, look at Marin driving in Hawaii. Yeah, look, living the life. Me, I posted a picture from my bed watching Golden Girls with my dog staring at me.
But that sounds pretty amazing.
It's the greatest hits, dude.
I guess for me, that is the greatest
hits. Is what it is.
You know that they don't have a fourth chair on the Golden Girls, you know? There's that table, only three chairs, even though there are four women.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. One's always like standing up, like in the kitchen
because
or doing
no
something.
One's back can be to the screen.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, it's like on Everybody Loves Raymond, why the couch is, and everyone's always that side. It's always the perspective from behind.
Can't get Do they rotate who sits down and who stands up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Interesting. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to look for that next time I watch it.
What? I just told you. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I want to like see it for myself. Like, oh, look, there are the three chairs. I'll do that next time.
So, Thursday and Friday this week are St. Jude Radiothon. And so, lots of artists stopping by to play. Lots and lots. And more details as we get closer to it. But we are lining up all the big guns for Thursday and Friday this week. So, we hope you'll be able to listen and help if you can and be a partner in hope. So, Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow, Sugarland and Garth Brooks. As of right now.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty big day tomorrow, as of right now, so that'd be cool. Garth Brooks in at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
This NFL player is being sued by a dude because this NFL player got with his wife. This whole story is weird to me because it's a law called alienation of affection. The guy's name is Fletcher Cox, a two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's being sued by a guy named Joshua Jeffords. So what happened is Joshua Jeffords married this woman. And apparently they were happily married. Then the NFL player comes and starts texting her. And instead of getting mad at the wife, he starts suing the NFL guy. That's a dumb law, first of all. Alienation
it's
of
real?
Affection. Yes.
Okay.
And two, this ain't an NFL thing, dude. This is your wife. This is on her. This is not on this dude. Like, he does... Oh, man.
What is he like, so it's not fair because I'm not in the NFL and that guy is?
Okay, then train. Then eat right. You know? Then run your 40. According to the suit, he said that he and his wife were happily married till September when he learned of salacious text messages over Snapchat and text messages as well between the football player and his wife. At least two of the text messages said he wanted to get her pregnant.
Oh, my.
Boy, I was right for it, huh?
He over said, text? Well, that's how people talk?
But now let me tell you what he said. He said, we make some beautiful babies. That's not bad.
Okay. No,
that's
oh, is that like a lie?
Yeah.
That's smooth.
That's not bad.
That is seduction.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's on her.
Oh, yeah.
That's not on the player.
Yeah, I forgot.
Do you know how many people
you... is that a line? Have y'all ever used that?
No, maybe. Not yet.
Bobby's
like texting people. Hey.
Eddie.
No.
We,
No.
I thought people would like that.
No, you need a girl.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Speaking of which, Amy and I, one of our friends, we went out to dinner on Friday night. It's like a last minute thing. I was like, hey, Amy, let's go to dinner. And Amy's like, I'm watching Hallmark Channel. And I was like, let's just go. Like, how often are we ever in town together? So we go to dinner. We have another friend with us, and we see, first of all, I see Cassidy Pope, who I know, and I was like, oh my God, I tell Amy.
No, he literally is like, y'all, is that Cassidy Pope? And then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I'm like, oh my goodness.
She was, so this is what happened. What? So, well, so okay. I go, that's Cassidy. And so I was like, I was getting up to go, and Amy goes, whoa, that's Lindsay with her.
Oh.
Because her back was to us.
Gotcha.
So I didn't even see Lindsay, my ex-girlfriend.
Interesting.
And she was sent with Cassidy. And so,
out of all the restaurants in all the land of all the nights.
And we don't ever go. I mean, I never go out.
And everyone's in, like, none of these people are ever all in town at the same time. Like, think of it. Lindsay, Cassidy, me, our friend Bobby, everyone... Like, never a weekend that ever all of us are all in town at the same time. But we were at the same restaurant.
So I was like, hi. Cool, I'm just going to go talk to him. It's not awkward. Yeah. Until Amy makes it awkward.
I did not.
First of all, Amy's standing in the way of all the waiters. So they keep having to go, excuse me.
Lindsay was sitting at the bar and right by the kitchen. And yeah.
That's why I went to sit down. I was like, we're in the way. Like, I'm just going to go sit down and eat. And so everybody stood up there and I was talking in the way of everyone. And I'm also freaking out because the waiter comes over and goes, you guys know you have to be gone in like 50 minutes. Like, we haven't ordered yet because it's Amy.
Because the reservation was going to flip.
They just talk. And so I'm like,
yeah, come on, let's go.
Let's eat. Like, I didn't come here to talk before and after we ate. So, but then it wasn't awkward for me. And then they sit down. They're like, was it awkward? I'm like, no, it's not.
You didn't invite them to your table?
We didn't have room.
Yeah, we didn't have room. Otherwise, that would have been awkward.
But no, it wouldn't have been at all.
It was great. No problem. Like, if I run into, no matter what is going on in my life, if I ever run into ex of anybody, sometimes it might be a little bit weird or anything. Bobby's like, oh, typical Friday.
0% awkward.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not saying it had to be totally awkward, but you were just like, it's fine. And I was like, okay, well, that's good.
She's like, well, tell me more about your feelings. I was like, my feeling is there's nothing awkward.
And then he was like, let's just order our food. And
I was so upset about the food. Like, they just would not settle down to order. It was Amy 101.
Bobby's a real peach to go out to dinner.
Listen, let me tell you.
All right, both of you.
Let me tell you what happens after.
We order our food. Okay, go ahead. You tell your side. Go.
We order, first of all, Amy and her friends, they're like catching up, right? They style together. They're like talking about clothes.
It's your friend, too. We talked about your clothes, which, by the way, Bobby wore a shirt inside out the entire night.
They were like, hey, your shirt's inside out. You got to go change it. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, you're like, I know it's inside out. Wait, how did that happen?
I don't know. How did you do that?
I don't know.
That's impossible.
I have no idea.
It was the most bizarre thing ever.
I remember buttoning it up and going, well, that's a really funny way.
This is tricky.
I was like, the functionality of this shirt's not the same as my others.
They have the dry cleaning tag on the back and everything.
Oh, dude. I totally was like, what? I just threw on a shirt.
Yeah, anyway, Zeke, go ahead.
We order food. They take forever. They want to get their wine, and they want to talk about that. And then it takes forever to order appetizers. And so I order all of them for everybody. I was just like, let's go. Food comes in. And they won't sit down to eat because they're like talking. They're just awkward. No, it's not awkward. Then the bill comes and I get it. And as soon as that last swallow goes down my throat, because that's some kind of
I don't even think he swallowed it, actually.
I was like, time to go.
Yeah.
And we still had, from the 50-minute warning that our waiter gave us, we still had like 25 minutes left to chill and talk and hang out. I mean, hello, we got dressed and left our house on a Friday night.
Amy, it was five blocks from your house.
Again, I got dressed and left my house. Might as well hang out for a second. Nope. Bobby took his last bite, so guess what, everybody? Party's over. Time to go.
Sounds like you guys had fun.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Jeez, guys.
Very enjoyable dinner.
Dinner
but,
with him so
but
fun.
Amy, you know Bobby's schedule. Thank you saw you. His Thanksgiving dinner schedule.
You know how I do dinner, too.
Door to door from the time I left my house. In fact, I was talking to one of our friends before I left the house. I'm like, going to dinner with Bobby. And then, like, I literally called her, like, I don't know, 20 minutes later. I'm like, dinner's over.
Well,
she's
quick.
Like, wait, y'all are already done? I'm like, yeah. Like, true. I had time to go by the grocery store, get my dog food, like, run another errand, hang out. I was still home before 7:45 p.m. on Friday night. I almost washed my hair for that dinner. So glad I did it.
I paid for the meal.
Thank you. That was kind.
Yeah.
You should be thanking him for that.
Not throwing that in there.
Let's talk more about how wearing inside out button-up shirts
I had a dry cleaner tag on.
Oh, new trend.
My tag was out on the thing.
Like, what's wrong with you, dude? The pocket
was on the inside out.
Square.
Like, hold on. I'm going to put my receipt in my pocket inside my shirt.
You have to put it inside your chest.
Extra safety.
It was so weird. I was like, did you get dressed in the dark or what?
DJF, dude. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
DJF.
I mean, yeah. So, you want to do dinner next week?
It only takes 20 minutes. Yeah. That's the number one song this week. Look at Garth. By the way, we'll be in tomorrow at 6 a.m., 7 Central, if you want to hear Garth Brooks, which I do. That'd be tomorrow. We have that anthology, Volume 1. There's some pretty cool stuff in that book that I don't even know. And I'm diehard Garth fan, but it's like Garth's first 5 years of being what?
I think he's coming at 7.
No, I said 6, 7 Central, right? I don't know. Time zones, well, I don't even know.
So that would be 7 Central, 8.
8, 7 Central. Yeah. I'm glad you said it, but I'm just frustrated. I don't know time. How long have we been doing this show?
A long time.
A while.
It's like
you're smart,
California,
you're smart.
Central time zone. We got Colorado Springs running over in the mountains.
I know, the mountains.
No mountains.
We got Boston.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
The plains, the swamp.
The Keys.
I'm glad you corrected me. But I'm frustrated with myself.
I don't like doing that, so I try to whisper. But then you were like, I don't like correcting you because I'm you're like, you're
always
right.
You just got to be right.
If you're gonna
be right.
You're right.
We got to be sure of ourselves.
Yeah, it's hard.
So I'm hesitant. So then I just try to write it to you in the air, like 7.
Don't
and
be hesitant.
Go,
just don't be wrong.
Yeah.
Don't be wrong or else you're in real trouble.
Then you're fake news and
it's
over.
Fake news. Fake news. No, but that was
real news.
Real news.
Real news.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Anyway, the whole NFL story is weird, right? Like suing the NFL player instead of getting mad at your wife?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that turns out for him. Because the lawsuit has happened, but it's like, depending on what kind of judge you get that day.
That's true, too. Better hope he's not an Eagles fan.
No, man.
Throwing out.
Who's he play for?
This guy played for the Eagles.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So there's a guy who went to Waffle House and everybody was asleep. And so he cooked his own meal.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
You see the story? He stopped by in South Carolina, and the restaurant staff was all asleep. So he was like, okay. So he just went up, made himself a double bacon cheesesteak, the extra pickles. Then he collected and took a picture and took a sandwich, left, then went back, took another picture, so I believe him.
Nice.
Look at this guy. He went later back and paid, too. Because there's no way to pay, because they're all asleep.
What were they all sleeping for? I don't get it. Because
it was in the middle of the night.
Graveyard shift.
You sleep in the middle of the night.
I guess so.
Nobody there. Time to go sleep. All right.
Bobby Bones.
What do you think about the Flamin' Hot Mac and Cheetos at Burger King? Mm. Do you like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I do, and I like mac and cheese, so I'm thinking, yeah, I could be into that.
Well, it's a Big Mac with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Flamin' Hot Mac and Cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So, it's like mozzarella stick and a bit. I don't know. Does that sound good to you?
No, I mean, I guess not.
All these things sound good, but I never go buy them.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
I'm never like, you know what? I was thinking about that. I take that back. You know what I have from Taco Bell? Was that Doritos Locos? That's pretty awesome.
Pretty good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
I don't get into Doritos very often. Maybe once every year and a half.
Dude.
But, dude, I will eat a bag of Doritos.
What's your go-to? Regular cheese?
Oh, regular. Like
nacho, for sure.
I can drink a three-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and a whole bag of Doritos and feel like it's 1999 yes. all over again.
Mm-hmm. That's the best to lick it all off your finger like, oh, that was so good, all of it.
That's what I did. King Griffey Jr. baseball in college. This is my whole college life, right? I wake up at 6 and I go in because I took early classes. I have to go to the college radio station first for the first hour. Then I would get and take 8 a.m. classes. I work all day. Then I'd go to the college radio station in the afternoon. Then I'd drive to work at the radio. It took me an hour drive to work at the radio station at night. KLAZ. Work there. We get there like 5 p.m. Was there till midnight or 1 a.m. Drive another hour back, study, do it over and over again. And pretty much every night, I'd have a 3-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos. And I'd play King Griffey Jr. baseball and then do it again. That's what it was like back in the old days, kids.
It's yeah. the life. Kids but don't even know.
They don't even know that we were so uneducated on food
yeah.
that we just thought that was fine.
That's normal.
Like, I would go run. I go have a run I'm and thirsty. Come back and have a Mountain Dew afterwards. Thinking, oh, this is fine.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. We were just uneducated. It's like now when we look at the commercials from the doctors, black and white commercials, and they were like, my cigarette of choice is
Camel.
Yeah. Three out of four doctors prefer. And you're like, well, how could they do that? Well, the same way we were drinking tons and tons of soda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sugar is going to be what we find out is all the diseases. It's all from sugar. We're all going to be like, how did we not know that? So there's that. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. There was a drunk possum found at a liquor store.
It's crazy. Poor little possum.
He did
break in and he did drink it, but still.
He was treated at a Florida Wildlife Center after breaking into a liquor store and drinking from a miniature bottle of liquor. They shared a photo of the drunk possum.
It was bourbon.
Yeah.
He went hard.
When they found him, he was disoriented.
Yeah, you think?
I don't even know what bourbon, like, is bourbon a whiskey? Like, I don't drink, yeah. so I don't know what bourbon is. I just hear, like, bourbon, to me, sounds like the 60s.
I think it's just wherever it's made. Like, Kentucky bourbon, Tennessee whiskey.
Oh, so it's not it's a different the same kind. Thing. Oh, that's very interesting.
Huh. I hope I'm right about that, but yeah, I think so.
I feel like I've heard that before, so.
Yeah. Is bourbon good? Or it's just whiskey?
It's just whiskey.
It's just straight up whiskey,
It's just whiskey, man. Okay. It burns when it goes down, and you're
then
like,
I would call it bourbon, then. Which like, depends. If I was fancy, I'd call it bourbon.
Bourbon.
But if I was, like, going hard, I'd call it whiskey.
Give me a whiskey.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, in a nice place with a fireplace.
Take a bourbon, please.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but a dirty bar.
Is scotch in that category or something different? I don't know.
Yeah, gosh, you got me on
scotch,
that one.
Scotch.
Because after, when I was obsessed with watching Mad Men, it made me want to drink scotch.
I think scotch is a blend of something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gross to me.
Well, the possum's drunk. He's fine. Yesterday, I had a dirty chai, which is a tea, which has a bunch of caffeine in it, which has like a espresso poured into it.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it dirty.
Yeah, and that's not all. So I had it, and I'd set it down. So I was sitting on the floor downstairs, and my dog starts to drink it. He was out of his mind for like 4 hours.
Oh, man.
How much did he have?
He was like that drunk possum. Like, he was just like on, like, which I was saying this off the air. I don't get a lot of sleep now because my dog just can't get comfortable at night. And he's losing a bunch of weight. He's been sick. But, I mean, last night, my Instagram story, it's 11:30. I'm taking him out. I don't know that I slept for 2 hours straight last night. Slept a bit, but, man, he just always moving around. And he sleeps in the bed with me between my legs. So whenever he moves, I move. And sometimes
But this time he stepped on your face.
Oh, he stepped on my face and, like, busted my lip. And sometimes my feet end up at the top of the bed. Do you guys ever do that?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. You ever wake up and your feet are a whole different part of the bed?
No.
No.
No. Oh, never mind. Yeah, that happened last night.
That's like a 180.
Yeah, I went all the way around. That's true. Thank you. Did you see the Amazon delivery person that they caught?
Oh, my God, yes.
On camera using the bathroom in the person's yard?
Terrible.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so a Sacramento man was like, finally, I'm going to prove the neighbor's dog is pooping on the property. And so instead, it was an Amazon delivery driver.
Mm-hmm. He just really had to use the bathroom, so he went on the side of the house.
It was a woman, I believe.
Oh, she was.
I believe it was a woman, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a woman.
Oh, yes,
it
was. Really
quite
go.
Sexist of you to assume it was a man.
Yeah, very
sexist.
Yeah,
Amy, it's 2017.
I'm so sorry.
Everybody poops equally, okay?
Wait, it was that?
It was a woman.
That's number one.
No, number two. I just said
no!
Prove the neighbor.
Yes.
I didn't.
No, yeah.
No,
yeah,
poopy.
Straight to Amazon Prime. We'll take you number two, please.
Happens.
What? It just not happen.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, but again, you have to kind of feel, I was going to say feel sorry for her because she'd use a bathroom.
Yeah.
I've done that before. There's somebody stole someone from a package.
Don't. Is that real, though?
I don't know. I don't know the story, guys.
I don't want to talk about it unless it was, like, legit.
I retweeted it, Mr. Bobby Bones. There's a picture. Someone said someone stole this package off my porch, and the woman is seen running away with the package. And she has a Pima Joy shirt on.
Yeah, she has on our teal baseball tee.
It's like, that's not Pima Joy. That's stealing joy.
Come on, man.
I just was trying to figure out if that was for real. So now we got some dude in a mugshot in our red Pimp and Joy t-shirt. And now we got this girl stealing an Amazon package in a Pimp and Joy baseball tee. I'm like,
what? It's a numbers game, though. Do you have any Pimp and Joy shirts our listeners have bought?
So many. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe these were ones that were, you know, handed out for some reason. They were like, forgot they were supposed to be spreading joy that day. And they like... You know.
They could have had an off day.
I get it. I want to extend grace. Like, just like we want to spread joy, let's extend grace. But, man.
Yeah, don't rob and...
it should be a reminder. Like Justin the Suit, who used to be travel with y'all all the time, and he would freak out at the airports.
He would throw stuff at the airport.
He would get so mad.
At the people at the airport.
And I would be like, he would wear a Pimp and Joy hat almost every day. Yeah. And so anytime y'all would share his episodes at the airport, I would be like, please tell me he wasn't wearing a Pimp and Joy hat.
He was.
Yeah.
When he threw his laptop across the terminal, he was in a Pimp and Joy shirt.
No. Yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Eddie, has two kids, 9-year-old and 4-year-old, and you guys put up all your Christmas lights.
Oh, man. That looks awesome, dude. It's probably the coolest setup we've ever done.
Did you do it all, or did you let your 9-year-old do some?
No, me and my 9-year-old did it together, and it was cool because he's never helped ever. Like, every time I've decorated for Christmas, he didn't help. He likes doing the inside stuff. He calls it knickknacks, but he's never helped me with the lights. And we were a team, and dude, we killed it. This is great.
Well, Amy's trying to get her house done.
Yeah, so I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
So my family would like to, as a Christmas present, help put your lights up for you.
What?
Yeah, like we'll go, I'll bring the kids, the wife, we'll make hot cocoa, we'll put Christmas music on, and we'll do the whole thing for you.
Okay.
But you have
together.
To buy the, well, yeah, yeah you can yeah. help, but you have to buy the lights and the alpacas and whatever
Perfect.
Else you're going to want to
I already
put up
have
there.
The llamas. I thought they were alpacas, they're llamas, they're amazing. I might have to buy more. Bought the last two at the store, though.
And if you want to, we have blow-ups, like a blow-up snowman, stuff like that, that we can put up there,
too. One of my neighbors has Santa, like, strobe light, and Santa's face goes across the house every time it goes around. And then it says, ho, ho, ho.
We can do that.
So, as of right now, we think Amy's getting her kids
next week.
Yeah.
I still feel good.
Did you get
that.
A message during the show?
I mean, yeah.
So, okay, Amy's
Since
been
the
in
last the, update earlier this morning, yes.
Amy's been in the adoption process for 5 years. 5 years. And we asked, is there an update?
There's an update!
And she feels like she's getting her kids in 5 years. Now, just to recap this, 7 years ago, Amy and her husband were like, we're going to try to have kids. Then they couldn't have kids. Then they tried to adopt domestically, and they kept moving. And then they went on a mission trip. And then it's been 5 years with these kids. And she thinks next week is when they're going to be here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do.
It's like the finale to Friends, you know? Like
right?
This whole saga, like you want to see what's next, but it's been quite the run here.
Uh-huh.
Of frustration, of like joy, of lots of stuff.
Oh, so many. Yeah, I was thinking of all the times that I've been so frustrated and crying, and now it's finally happening, so it's fine.
All that is, they're coming from Haiti. They don't. And the first thing they see is your house all lit up with a big snowman and alpacas. They're not going to know what to think about Christmas.
I know. I know.
Do they have Jesus over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They have Santa.
They do?
Yeah. So they still, like at the orphanage, every year they celebrate Christmas. And so they have a concept of that. But then again, like, yeah, coming to our house, like I'm going to have to explain to them, it's not like this year round.
Yeah. I watched this movie called The Big Sick. Mm-hmm. And this kid was like, the first time he ever came to America was on Thanksgiving, and he saw the Macy's Day Parade. And he was like, that's what he thought every day in America was like. That's and he amazing. Was like, America is the greatest country I've ever seen. And he was like, there's just garbage floating down the road. So
I know.
I was also reading this story on Reddit, and I was laughing my butt off. Because you remember that show Punk'd?
Oh, yeah. With Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, so Ashton Kutcher would prank people. And so they were pranking Zach Braff, who was in Scrubs. Everyone familiar with Zach Braff?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so he just got like a new Ferrari or some really expensive car. And the punked was they were spray painting the outside of his car. and he walked out of the liquor store, and there are kids spray painting outside of his car, and he runs and he tackles the person and starts beating them up. Like, literally starts beating it. It was a 12-year-old that they had hired to do it. But Zach Braff beat up a 12-year-old. Like, he was just beating him. And he was like, it was dark, and I thought he was spray painting my car, and they thought they could get the kid away from him. But he didn't. He caught him and beat him up. And they had to edit it out of the show.
They
can't show a 12-year-old getting beat up on.
Yeah, that's not good.
But Zach Braff beat up a 12-year-old.
Dang.
And I couldn't say that I disagreed with him because he didn't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So just, but I laughed so hard.
You yelled at kids before in the movie theater.
I was about to fight somebody. I don't remember a movie I was watching, but you want to tick me off? Two things. I did maintenance on a golf course. So hit a golf ball onto me, I get fired up. Eddie's seen me almost fight people.
I've seen it's terrible.
Oh, I'll go back to them alone.
Yes, back. Like off the, I to took the tee box.
Amy, I did maintenance on a golf course for so long, and I saw so many people get hit with golf balls. Like us, out there just raking traps, weed eating, mowing greens. And these rich country club people want to hit on us with golf balls. Whew, I go after them with golf clubs. People hit on us. I have to go by myself. I'll pull a golf club out. I'll fight them.
Mm-hmm.
That ticks me off. And talking in a movie.
Yeah.
Don't talk in a movie. And I was watching a movie once. Over beside me. This dude, this adult man, large adult man, would not be quiet. And I was like, hey, shh. And he went on again. I was like, hey, shh.
It's nice.
He went on again. I was like, hey, if you don't shut up, whoa, I'm going to come over there.
Whoa.
And they shut up.
And it was dark, so you couldn't see what
looked like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, big. It just sounded like a big adult man. Lights came up. It was like an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Shut them.
Big man.
Yeah. I still thought you'd get jumped in the parking lot, though, by the group of kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the thing. Amanda in Arkansas. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to get through. I've never been through before.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Yes. So we are coming to see you in Fayetteville on Saturday.
Yeah, the Raging Idiots. Boom. Oklahoma City on Friday night. And then Fayetteville, we're doing two shows, and they both sold out on Saturday.
Yes, we're actually doing the 3 o'clock show. My 10-year-old daughter,
yeah,
she loves you.
Oh, well, can't wait to see you. Hopefully we have a football coach by then. You know what I mean? Celebrate that together. But yeah, if you want to come, Fayetteville sold out both shows, but if you're in Oklahoma City and you want to come, RagingIdiots.com Friday night. But yeah, I can't wait to see you. That'd be fun. I have to stop hitting the table. I get so into stories that I start hitting the table like this.
Does it sound weird on the radio?
Well, listeners will tweet me sometimes and go, please stop hitting the table.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was a good sound effect.
Yeah, it bothers them?
Yeah, some listeners.
Hmm.
Oh. And it bothers listeners too when I do this. Like, I'll be talking and I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, hey, dude, we get it.
You use paper. What do they get?
I know.
Come on.
I know. That's what I get for keeping it real. Top 5 downloaded shows. Number 5, Doctor Who. I haven't seen an episode of that. Is that the new one with the guy that is Sherlock Holmes? Yeah. Number 4 is The Big Bang Theory, which is a good show. I mean, I know people like to hate on it. It's a good show. Number 3 is The Walking Dead. Rick and Morty, number 2. And then number 1, Game of Thrones.
Wow. I don't see any. I haven't watched any of those.
What's your go-to show, Eddie?
This Is Us right now. This Is Us.
See,
I watch it every week.
I'm still kind of disinterested. I'm like 4 episodes back.
Really?
I just finished The Stranger Things, that whole thing. And then I did Punisher, which is good.
Yeah.
I got a few episodes.
That was the season Punisher was?
Yeah, it's over. And then I have 2 episodes back on Walking Dead. What's your go-to show, Amy?
Well, I'm pretty much on hold on any shows till after Christmas.
By the way, Amy's supposed to be getting her kids next week. It's been a 5-year adoption process.
Yeah.
Like next week. And off the air, I was like, Amy, you get the kids when ratings are over? Like, can we not stall this out till January?
Ooh, good idea.
Are you crazy?
I'm just saying, here we go, 5 years, and she brings them in after ratings are over.
Amy, you might want to consider that.
Yeah, team player.
Think about it.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I love the national days. Some we pay attention to, some not. But today is National Cookie Day. And do you know America's favorite cookie?
I mean, chocolate chip, it's got to be.
Nope.
And then it's a lie.
Snickerdoodle?
Nope.
Nope.
Oatmeal.
No, think of a brand, guys.
You're oh, Chips Ahoy.
You didn't say that.
Yeah. Am I bad? Well, you're all wrong anyways.
She lets us keep guessing types. She's like, guys, right. No, think of a
peanut
size.
Girl Scout cookies.
Tagalongs.
Oreo.
Okay.
That is the number one cookie. It's everybody's favorite. And anybody guilty of eating an entire row of Oreos?
Yeah, when I was 12.
Yeah.
In case you're curious, there's 13 Oreos per row.
I do like them with milk.
Yep.
I do. So I like good. And I like warm chocolate chip cookies with milk.
So that's your favorite? Man. Like
I'm
if you were to celebrate.
Chips Ahoy's not the biggest.
Yeah, I would think that's the biggest.
Maybe it used to be.
What? Hmm. Oreo's amazing. Plus they come out with all those crazy flavors all the time that make you want to go buy them.
Yeah.
They're smart.
That's their goal.
It's also Jay-Z's birthday today.
Oh, it's National Jay-Z's birthday.
No, it just is. We're watching rappers get old, which is weird because they're, you know, there haven't, rap wasn't mainstreamly super huge until we started listening to hip hop.
How old is he?
He's like 70 or
47.
He's forever young, though.
Wow. Yeah.
Forever young. I want to be forever young. So, yeah. Go ahead. What else you got?
Oh, my goodness. Did you see the doctors that got a patient? But tattooed on the patient's like chest area said, do not resuscitate. Is a tattoo.
Yes, it's like on the neck. I said, do not resuscitate. So they were confused. Was this a tattoo just making a statement like being funny?
Yeah.
Or
because
do not resuscitate.
Oftentimes there's like a specific bracelet that you wear that says, do not resuscitate. So doctors know if you have this bracelet on. But this was a whole different thing. So they were like faced with a decision to make.
What'd they do?
They opted not to resuscitate.
They did?
Yeah.
Did you hear the end of the story? That was his favorite band, Do Not Resuscitate.
Stop it.
You're kidding.
That's not true.
Oh, man.
I mean, it could have been. That really could have been a thing.
I know.
No.
That's why it was an evaluation was made by the Ethics Council.
Do Not
it was
Resuscitate,
a whole thing.
92 wow. World Tour.
I know.
That's crazy. I saw it, too, and was like, I don't know what I would have done. And
because
like,
it's
again,
like not, com- but it's like,
I'm not a doctor, but here's what I would have done.
Okay, what would you do?
I would have resuscitated.
Yeah.
Because
of course.
You just don't lose if you bring someone back to life.
You and tell him you don't know if he got that spring break or not. Like, you have no idea what
he's
happened.
He's 70 years old.
Wow. But it's a
still a
lunchbox.
Man, see, because if you bring him back, he can sue you for not
complying with
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's a weird situation.
When someone breaks in your house, they say if you shoot them, kill them. Mm-hmm. Because if they break in and you shoot them and you don't kill
they'll sue you.
I've heard that. Yeah.
He needed to say, like, do not resuscitate, like, for real.
Oh, did you see the pizza delivery guy?
Underline.
Yeah. Speaking of shooting, he was delivering pizza. Someone called him, and these two guys tried to rob him. Pizza delivery man pulled out a gun. Boom. Killed him. Got him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Wild Wild West.
1873.
What land did that happen in?
And the pizza man was Billy the Kid.
Guys, are you sure this is right?
Have you ordered a pizza? I challenge you to a duel.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery driver shoots and kills man who attempts to rob him.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hmm.
And it's 2017.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, that's why you shouldn't have gone after that person that stole your stuff the other day or whenever.
Yeah. Next up.
Okay, so Christmas time is supposed to be about spreading joy and love and happiness, but these millennials, which is sort of us and maybe younger people, they're like totally...
Sort of us. For sure not, Eddie. And the rest of us are right on that line.
Oh my God.
Well, evidently
people
were polled and they said they would just rather skip the entire Christmas season because they don't want to deal with buying gifts for people.
Oh,
so let's
terrible.
Just stop and
That's
not make
why
it about...
For me. Yes, I was skipping.
Why did you skip it?
I'm just sad.
No,
but I didn't know that was the whole thing about gifts.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a happy season.
I like buying gifts. So that's not why for me.
Okay, then why is it?
I just told you. I don't have any... I'm just
Christmas. Sad. Sad time for him.
Like, I just go away. I'm just by myself the whole time.
He's
you
lonely,
Amy. You
have
to be.
Oh, we have a band in the studio? One, two, three, four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Come on, y'all.
It's expensive to have these guys here every day.
And they played all day today.
Yeah,
I haven't used them.
Go. Is that
Let's
it?
Love Christmas. No, I think is that it or do I have one more?
I think you're done.
Oh.
That's good.
I'd wrap it up, are you?
Okay, all right. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tomorrow early, Sugarland comes in and performs. Also, Garth Brooks comes in tomorrow, so it'll be a big Tuesday. One of the biggest Tuesdays we've had in a long time.
Yeah. Garth, Sugarland back together.
I know. Garth and Sugar Land are together now? Whoa.
It's a trio.
Wow. Yeah. No, for sure won all the Grammys.
Watch
and all
out, Lady Antebellum.
Yeah. We're going to go to bobbybones.com. You can see everything from today's show. We appreciate you being here. Hope your Monday is awesome. I'm on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.